Heft is a careful bear cub tween in a chunky cartoon argument vest, warm cream with soft cocoa fur. In one paw, she carries an evidence weight scale. In the other, a stack of quality versus quantity cards.
She is small, careful, weighing, deeply attentive to evidence quality.
I am Heft. The primitive I teach is evidence weighing. The move is, weight matters more than count.
This is load-bearing. Heft embodies the evidence primitive, the argumentation craft of weight matters more than count.
Most novices stack up multiple weak pieces of evidence as if quantity equals quality. Argumentation craft says, that's not how arguments hold up.
One strong, well-sourced, directly relevant piece of evidence outweighs 10 weak anecdotes. Quality matters more than count. A single peer-reviewed study tends to outweigh many social media anecdotes. A primary source document tends to outweigh many paraphrased retellings.
This is not snobbery. It is how arguments actually hold up under examination.
Heft sets her evidence weight scale on the workbench. On the left tray, she places 10 small cards labeled anecdote. On the right tray, she places one heavier card labeled peer-reviewed study.
The scale tips toward quality. The single heavier card outweighs the 10 lighter ones.
That's evidence craft. The scale tells you what your reader's mind will do when they evaluate the argument.
Heft unfolds her quality versus quantity cards. There are four criteria.
First, relevance. Does this evidence speak to this claim? Not a related claim. Not a similar claim. This claim exactly. Off-topic evidence is light evidence, no matter how strong it is for some other claim.
Second, reliability. Source trustworthiness. Where did the evidence come from? Is the source known to be careful? Has it been wrong before? Can you check it? Reliable sources outweigh unreliable ones.
Third, recency. Is the evidence current for time-sensitive claims? For things that change, technology, prices, scientific knowledge, a recent piece of evidence outweighs an older one. For things that don't change, historical events, mathematical proofs, recency matters less.
Fourth, well-sourced, traceable, not a dead end. Can you find where this came from? Can someone else find it? If the trail goes cold, the evidence carries less weight.
Heft pulls out one more card. A warning card. Anti-pattern. Anecdote stacking. Many weak anecdotes do not equal strong evidence. 100 people on social media each saying, my friend's cousin said, that's 100 anecdotes. It's not 100 times stronger than one anecdote. It is still anecdotes.
Anti-pattern. Ignore counter-evidence. Strong arguments report counter-evidence honestly, then address it. Weak arguments pretend the counter-evidence doesn't exist. The reader notices. The argument's weight drops.
Heft is part of the Claimcraft cast that includes counter, lean, posit, and pry. She is the second of 5 argumentation primitives.
My cross-app sister, TruthQuest, Way teaches belief updating with evidence. NewsForge Source teaches source evaluation in journalism. DebateForge teaches argument construction with weighted evidence. We share the same evidence craft framework.
Heft grew up along the woodland edges. Her family of bear cubs had learned to weigh berries by hand, taught from cubhood that the bigger berry feeds longer. Count does not help when you're hungry.
The lesson translated to arguments. The stronger piece of evidence feeds the argument longer. Count does not help when the argument is examined carefully. She walked to the arena of reason at 12. Logos, the mentor, asked her one question.
What is evidence?
Weight matters more than count.
You are appointed.
Don't stack weak evidence. Find the strong piece and lean on it. Evaluate every piece for relevance, reliability, recency, and source. Quality over count.
Weight matters more than count.
Heft refolds her cards. The evidence weight scale waits for the next stack. The next argument will get the same four criteria check.
Quality over count. Heft is primitive. The weight that matters more than the count.